This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alright, this is a moldy oldie for sure. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program in the Christmas season. Early on, I won't really get in the mood, although I'm putting myself in the mood, but I don't usually get in the mood until around the middle of the month. But there is good music around, fun to listen to that. We have our Trans-Siberian Orchestra contest going on for those of you who have not heard about this. At some point during every program, between now and next week, we're going to play a Trans-Siberian tune from their new CD. They're performing that as they go on tour around the country. So it's kind of nice to be able to highlight that whole thing. And then with that, each day we'll give away the TSO music. And then we have the stereo turntable that we've been given by Audio Technica. That is very cool. It's a wire or a wireless Bluetooth thing. You get a lot of really great quality.
It's a Bluetooth thing.
It's a Bluetooth thing. Yeah, it's a thing. All right. So anyway, congratulations to Ruth Anderson, who has won already, and Chad Howard, who has won already. Ruth is out in Bend, Oregon. Chad's in Evansville, Indiana. Let's see. Ruth listens to KQEN, and Chad listens to WGBF. There we go. Help yourself when you hear the tune, and you'll get the you maybe get two prizes out of it. Why not? Two for the price of one. That's kind of like you got Jennifer and me. Two for the price of one. Jay is off today. It's a powerful day. It's an inspiring day. It's a delightful day. It's a hopeful day. It's joyful. I don't know, all kinds of words that I could use to describe the day. And for those of you who are just getting started in the day, think about what you can do, what the potential is, what the possibility is with today and what you can do. Who knows? Maybe you can be elected to Congress and support the United States. I shouldn't chuckle because being a member of, if I were a member of Congress, I thought about running once when I was doing the radio program in Florida. There was a fellow who had retired, or I'm forgetting what the story was. I don't even remember his name. But people came to me and said, hey, you should run for Congress. And I actually almost did. I was thinking I'd do it. The time was before I started doing this program in 1988. And so I was doing mornings on PBR. And apparently some people liked me and they said, yeah, you should run for Congress. And I thought to myself, can I do the radio program from Congress? Why couldn't I? Why couldn't you do a radio program? You couldn't do it while you were running,
right, but when afterwards.
You got in, yeah. You know who I think would be a good host, honestly?
Tell me.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she'd be a hoot on the radio. Now, you interviewed her. I actually, after you told me that you'd interviewed her, I got the info. I don't know what Jay did. I told her, we don't do the same kind of a morning program here that you do when you're on later on KRLA. But she's a character, and she's interesting. And you said you liked talking to her on the air. It was a good interview.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people who you wonder if they're really,
right,
people
really
who get
real.
The most attention, if they're real or not, or if they're looking for microphones. I actually got the sense that she was really real, that she really didn't have to leave her life behind, but that she wanted to and that she really believes what she's saying. And, you know, I likened it to Bernie Sanders. I don't like 99.9% of what Bernie Sanders says, but I don't dislike Bernie Sanders because I actually believe he's legit. Even though I think he can be a wackadoodle sometimes and he honeymooned in Russia, I think he's actually legit, you know?
I didn't know he honeymooned in Russia?
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yes.
God. All right. So anyway, but the conversation, she has a book, right? Doesn't Marjorie Taylor Greene have a book?
Yeah, she does, a brand new book, yep.
And what is the thrust of it? Is it politics? Is it her life?
Well, it's kind of about leaving her life to go to Congress, basically, why she made those decisions, what she's been doing.
You mean leaving her husband and her children behind in the dust?
Oh, stop it. I don't know if it goes into that. I didn't ask her about that.
Now, I might ask her about that if she comes on. Yeah, but she got divorced. There were some rumors about her and some of her trysts and that sort of thing. What I was curious about, though, is her, I've seen some pictures of her, I think, with about an 18-year-old son. Is that right? She got a
I don't know much about her private life. I didn't even, you're the one that told me she was divorced. I think it's interesting because she doesn't make it much of the spotlight, I think, when she's doing it.
No.
But I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to go after her for whatever reason.
So apparently, a sidebar here is that she doesn't get as much time and temperature as she used to because she was a pal of McCarthy's. And the new speaker is not a fan. So she's not faring as well, at least if you believe some of the accounts of what's going on and who's gaining favor with Mr. Johnson and who's not gaining favor with Mr. Johnson. What do you make of him at this point? You're pretty good at observing that stuff. I don't want to answer my own question. I am interested in talking about him for a minute, but I'm more interested in hearing you because you're kind of tuned into that.
I've told you I really like the guy. I think he's solid.
You told me that he first went in.
Yeah, I think he's solid. I don't think he's flashy. Like some of the others, they like to use the cameras as negotiating points. I don't get that from him. And the proof of that, it's not just, you know, me saying, oh, I love the guy, is that, look, the government was supposed to shut down again. Kevin McCarthy, when he was Speaker of the House, it was always a very public battle, right? It was the Democrats are going to do this, the Republicans are going to do this, the conservative branch of the Republican Party is going to do this. I mean, with Mike Johnson, not everybody loved it, but everybody came together and voted on it to keep the government going. And so that, to me, tells me that whatever style he's working is good. I love the fact that he wants single bills instead of jumping everything together. I can't stand that because we get so many things that we don't want.
And
that's how politicians get corrupt, is by promising things and then, you know, putting it into these multi-tiered omnibills. So I like what I've seen so far. Now we'll see what happens at the end of the year and, you know, what the next battle will be about funding Israel, Ukraine. They're looking at border security because there's that big train with all those people on top of it coming into the country. I don't know if you've seen that image, but all the people on top of a freight train coming into the country.
Where? Coming into where?
Coming into Eagle Pass, Texas from Mexico. No.
How do they?
Sitting
why do they let the plane?
Of a freight train.
Why do they let the train? Well, it's a freight train. Okay, yeah, that makes.
But the thing
it
is,
doesn't make sense. But it's.
If you had someone, whether it was Biden or Mayorkas or whoever, come out and say, "Mexico, you need to stop that train. That's not safe." Number one, I mean, forget. It's just. Okay, would you imagine like what we would do in this country if people were riding on top of a freight train? The thing would be stopped.
It'd be a James Bond movie. That's what
you think
be.
OSHA would like the freight
impossible.
Train riders? No way. Right. Unbelievable.
Now, there's a rumor floating around because George Bush did not show up. I said before the funeral it would be interesting, it was going to be fun because all of the former presidents and their wives were supposed to show up at the funeral of Rosalynn Carter.
I was reading the list on from CNN, and neither George or Laura were on the list. And I thought that was really weird because they're the ones that, like Bill Clinton, always shows up at these things, right?
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
Laura was there, so that was maybe a surprise at the end, but George wasn't.
Yep, and Michelle Obama was there. The scuttlebutt was, whether it's true or not, it's certainly not one of these social media rumors, that Barack Obama didn't want to be seen with Joe Biden, because Biden and he have a rift going on a number of levels where they don't agree. I can't imagine that's
true. I think that Obama stayed back in Washington, D.C. to continue running the country while Joe Biden took the plane to the... I don't think that there's a rift. In fact, all of them flew on the same plane. So Bill and Hillary, Michelle Obama, Jill, and Joe Biden all flew on Air Force One down to Atlanta for the services yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the scuttlebutt I see in conservative spheres of social media is that they think something's up, that this is going to be, you know, more evidence that Gavin
Michelle
Newsom
Obama for
with.
President. Yay!
Yeah, Gavin Newsom or maybe Michelle, somebody else with Biden, but we'll see.
Yep. All right. In Michigan, police arrested a 12-year-old boy after he drove away in a forklift.
Oh.
12-year-old boy. Decided he would steal a forklift and took the police on. This kid's a student at a middle school, and he just decided, hey, this looks like fun. So he jumped on the forklift and drove it out onto the street and drove through the city, and the police gave chase, and the kid had it up to 24 miles an hour. If you have gone on a forklift at 24 miles an hour, good God.
Oh, man.
He was a 12-year-old boy from Ann Arbor. He was taken into custody. What do you do with somebody like that?
I hope they give him a good scare. I know, but he needs to get a good scare because you can't have 12-year-olds who know better jumping on a forklift and taking what they want to take.
No, I
think you need to scare all children these days.
Okay. Jennifer's parenting techniques here.
Just give him a good scare. Live in fear like the rest of us.
We're in the the shopping spree time of things. Apparently, we're in the middle of a shoplifting wave. Target has announced some other retail stores as well. There is this season the most widespread theft that they've ever experienced. Now, I don't know whether the news is amplifying the story and social media is amplifying the story, but there have been a lot of things posted on videos of thieves looting all of these stores, shoplifting galore. Now, New York City and Los Angeles are cited, but isn't it true in both of these cities is not really heavy punishment for...
Oh, no, you can go in and steal, and you'll be out the same day. There's $900 and under is just a misdemeanor. It's not even a felony. And there's no punishment. And it's smash and grab now. So people in the middle of the day will go into a Nordstrom or a Macy's or any store, smash everything, take everything in a mob, like 20 people deep, and take off. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm looking at a shoplifting report published by the Council on Criminal Justice, and it says that shoplifting from 2022 to 2023 is up about 21%, looks like here.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that's low.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Be careful. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now. Open up your heart. Open up your head. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air. It's the social media segment of our Good Day program. Every hour at this time, we kind of dig around into the trending stories and what's going on in technology. If we have something, and I thought this was of interest and consequence, Jennifer, the focus on ransomware attacks. Apparently, there's a healthcare chain that operates 30 hospitals in six different states, and someone has hacked into the emergency room centers in these hospitals, and they've had to divert patients from one of the from hospitals that they own to hospitals that they don't own. Ardent Health Service says the attack took the network offline, suspended user access to their IT, and they aren't really able to figure out whether it was a financial thing or they don't know. They brought in law enforcement. This is a whole new area of law enforcement, and I wonder how I should have asked that of the gentleman we had from Evansville, Indiana, who was a police officer there, whether they're getting into whether stations and police forces that size are getting into cyber crime and whether they are able to, and this is a serious thing, but as I said, it wasn't just one hospital, it was 30 that belonged to this particular chain. So what kind of havoc can that, I mean, imagine, let's say it's a holiday, right? It's Christmas and somebody, you know, they're on a skeleton staff anyway, and someone decides to be a wise guy, and they attack the website or they attack the inner core of how they operate this health system. And who knows what they could do? Yeah, they could stop all the technology that operates off computers, right? Somebody's on life support systems and some guy, you know, hacks in and decides, okay, we're going to shut everything down. That's really pretty bizarre, frankly, right? And yeah. You've got somebody who's close to you that works for Kaiser, and what kind of things are they encountering in terms of cybersecurity issues? I think that's what he does, isn't it? Doesn't he deal with computer stuff? I thought he did.
No, more about customer care and you know, the people basically making sure that no one goes, you know, takes it to the next step to if they're unhappy. So kind of a customer care thing. But I think there's I haven't heard of any breaches, but certainly medical stuff, I think, is one of the biggest risks. And I was listening yesterday to one of those. It's so silly, but, you know, we all listen to them because we're all radio fans here. If you're listening to this program on radio, you know. Yeah. And they have the little one-minute features where they give you updates about things that are coming. And one of the things that I thought was so funny to listen to, just on a personal level, is that there's a new, and I think it's something with the iPhone, something new that you can do with your phone, where you can transfer the stuff that you're seeing on your device to someone else's device who's near you. And so I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, that's convenient, I guess, if you want to share pictures. People use AirDrop all the time. But this would share everything, your personal details, your information, like it's this new feature. And so I thought, give some crook 5 seconds to try to figure out how to crack that feature. And it says, and the guy was even saying, oh, it's extra safe and the user has to approve the transfer. And I thought, I don't know. I mean, that's how the new iPhone is set up. I had to get a new phone.
Yeah.
Probably what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, because I wasn't able to open text messages on my phone, which is a problem because everybody texts. So when I got the new phone, all you have to do to download the stuff from your old phone is have it sitting next to you on the device.
Yeah.
So it transfers because it's the proximity, and it's like, that's got to be able to be used for evil instead of just good.
Dr. Evil. There you go. It was Merry Christmas from Dr. Evil.
There
28 after the hour, on Good Day.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case, but think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all the top.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. Dave Collins has the details.
The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal.
Former President George W. Bush is honoring his former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, following his death at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Bush added that he was grateful for his service, but most grateful for his friendship. He served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Lance Pry, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, the Good Day Radio Program.
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
How do you down your gay apparel? How does that work, Jen?
You put on your sparkling outfits.
Is that what it is?
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's what that means. Right.
Uh-huh. I want to see you. Actually, I think I have seen you in a sparkly outfit.
Of course you have. That's all I wear. I'm wearing sparkly outfits right now.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Jay is off today. Happy birthday to Marianne Stuckert, to Sarah Chapin, Heather Clark. See here. Have you ever met Sophie? Brendan's, well, yeah, you were at the wedding, right? Were you at that wedding?
No,
you were
at Megan's wedding. I was not invited to the wedding, no. I was at the Gracie's, however.
Yeah, that's right, too. It was her birthday, anyway, yesterday. She's come of age, if you will. We were teasing her up at, we were at Napa for Thanksgiving and talking about her birthday, and she has a son with my son, and there's a fairly widespread, shall we say, between the ages of my son and her. And the story that actually was told that I've got a kick out of, frankly, more than anything else, was that, because I don't like to get involved in my children's romantic affairs. It just seems icky. Any more than I want them involved in my romantic affairs, which are certainly icky much of the time. Not anymore, but, you know, for a long time. I would never bring the girlfriends home unless I was serious about them, though. You know, there's so many people. I think that's just in bad taste, bad form. It confuses the children, just kind of not smart,
yeah, especially
right?
Younger kids, not yeah. Great. Yeah.
No. Anyway, so we were talking about how they got together, and it happens, there's two pieces to this pie. Mm-hmm. The person who introduced them, or actually there's three pieces to this pie, person that introduced them is a friend of Sophie and Brendan's that Brendan was working with, and this fellow happens to be the son of the grandson of Roy Huggins. You know who Roy Huggins was?
No.
Probably, but your father would know who he was. If he's listening right now, he says, yeah, come on, Jennifer. I know who he is. He was probably one of the most prolific writers, television producers in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and maybe into the 80s. His bookends to his career were Maverick, the television show with James Garner on one end, and Rockford with James Garner on the other end of his career. They were both put together by Huggins. They were supposed to be when Garner, who played the Maverick, and Huggins were friends, and one day they had lunch, and Garner said, what do you suppose Maverick would be like if he were around today? And that was the beginning of Rockford. That's how Rockford got started. Rockford is Maverick. And oh, I never knew that. He was telling me that story. Anyway, so his son introduces Sophie to Brendan. That's part two of the story. And Brendan, they have a nice, they're at a party. And so apparently Sophie wanted to give her number to Brendan. And Brent said, no thanks. Which I've watched the two of their faces when they were going through all of this. It's the cutest, most loving, fun story. It really is. And the other
one, her number, too young.
Yeah, I think that was what he was thinking. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So he didn't learn that lesson from his father, that's for sure. Okay. So what was the other? Oh, and the wife of Huggins, who the son is a great art. He's a photographer, and one of the reasons that I got into a good conversation with him because he had a cow picture, and he sold 300,000. Pictures of this cow.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the most popular cow pictures in the country, if not in the world. His wife is a movie producer, and she's doing a new movie with Liam Neeson. So we were talking about that, and I said, what kind of guy is he? And she said, he is the most wonderful, sweet, kind man.
From him, actually.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway. Okay. So that's enough of that. Time for us to look at how's your list of ideas for stocking stuffers going? You're usually
done.
Pretty good. You're all done with stocking stuffers.
Stocking's
okay.
Done.
Do you mind if I take a couple of minutes and help the audience with a couple of ideas?
No, and I'd love to pick up some ideas, too. Let's hear them.
All right. So the first one is called the Pro Power Save. This is something that you put on the electric box, and somehow it saves your electric bill. Some people say by 80 or 90%. It does not seem to be a scam.
It's expensive, that electric bill, so I like this idea.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, this is something you can go online and look for it. I'm just going through a list of things because I was looking. I'm not much for buying things, as you know, for Christmas. I don't know. I don't want to buy things if I don't think they're going to be of value to the person who's the recipient. So, anyway, the Pro Power Save is one of these things. You can look up that, I'm sure, online. There's a Relax Your Neck Massager that is around right now that looks, it's, you know, it's battery powered.
Male or female?
Well, this is...
I thought you meant a tiny little person that massages you.
Ambidextrous.
Stocking? No.
No. It's called a Relax Necker. All right? Oh. That's a good stocking stuffer. Fit right in there. As usual, there are 9 billion different drones that people are trying. I'm looking at the list of what is most popular. I got one of these for Miles a few years ago. That ball that goes around on its own, you hold it out, it won't come down. I forget what it's called. I think it's Atmatoyos or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but that sounds cool.
The blue color ball, right, exactly. Let's see here. For those of us who are over 50, there's a new glass, a set of glasses. I actually want to try these. I had to get, you know, I had my eyes operated on in January to replace the cornea. The cataract came out, and they put new lenses in so that I didn't need glasses anymore. But I do need them. I just got a pair from Dr. McDreamy last week. The stuff at night is bothering me, so I got these pair. And now I see there's a what they call a flex vision pair of glasses. You can adjust the power of the glass on the side of the glass. You don't have to go, you know, go to the, if you get cheater glasses at the Walgreens or whatever it is, you buy a 150 and then that wears out and you buy a 200. That way you get a 250. This is all in one. One pair of glasses you can, and it's got thousands of good reviews, so I know that it's of value. It just has an adjuster on the side of it that adjusts the glass. I thought that was kind of cool. Don't you think that's cool?
Yeah, especially if you need the glasses. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I could spend all day looking at these things and
give me one more.
So. Voltex heated vest. This is something I actually want. Yeah, I want one of these.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, right. If I'm going to be here for any amount of time during the winter, and I'm going to have to be, I want one of these doggone heated vests. It was inspired by NASA technology because they use them up on the space. You know, and the rocket ships are cold. And so that's where you go with that. The Volted X Heated Vest. I bet you I've given some people some ideas about what to do, right?
Yeah. I like that, too, because it kind of just softens up the muscles in your back when you're warm.
Right.
You don't want to get cold, tight muscles. Ugh.
All right. There's one other thing that you could try. I just bought a bike so I could go bike riding with Miles, and I want one of those auto air pumps. Use it for a bike. Use it for
tires.
A car. Because people have flat tires all the time. The other thing that you ought to take advantage of, the protector for your charge cards. The things that keep people from walking by you and stealing your information. Have you ever gotten one of those?
I think a lot of the wallets have that inside of them now.
Right. Yeah, they do, I think. Okay. Now, the continuing story following up on the conversation earlier this week about that mine collapse in India where 41 workers were trapped for 17 days. Mm. Apparently, at this time, the announcement has been made that all of the 41 construction workers who were trapped have been rescued.
Can you imagine being down there?
17 days. It's like they worked at it for over 2 weeks to get these people, but it ended happily for everybody. But no, I can't imagine. I am not good in closed underground without. I was going into the submarine service. I think I could have figured out how to do that. But to be in a place like that where it feels like, you know, literally the earth.
Well, and they were getting help, and then the equipment broke down. And so then you're like, oh, gosh. So, you know, you think there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and then you're like, am I down here forever? I mean, it's just scary to think about.
Yeah, it is. All right, in Hawaii, the attorney general there this week is subpoenaing. Is that how you say it? If you have a subpoena.
Yeah, subpoenaing.
Subpoenaing a number of Maui departments because they're beginning to find things out that they don't like when it came to the wildfire, how it started, how the various fire and police did not react as quickly or as critically as they were supposed to. So you can be sure there are going to be some heads rolling here. The Attorney General for the islands has, I'm looking at the list here, the emergency management people, the Public Works Department, the Water Department, the Fire Department, and the Police Department. So apparently there are a lot of critical things that apparently were hidden from the public view when there were the first investigators that were on the scene trying to figure out what happened. Now, I don't know what you conclude from that. There were some who said the fire was set. Somebody said it was careless, kind of like fires anywhere else. And so apparently there's no, they have not at least publicly said, this is what caused the fire.
Yeah, remember there were the, it was the power lines and the winds,
yeah,
and the warning
same thing
wasn't
as in
there, and the
California,
fire chief have, was off the island. I, it just seems, yeah, like there was a thousand excuses, but obviously with something like that, somebody's going to have to pay the piper.
Right, exactly. Virgin Atlantic announced yesterday they are going to use green fuel 100% of the time. Doesn't surprise me at all, because I know that Richard Branson, who is the he's the founder of Virgin Atlantic, is big on this kind of stuff. They have a brand new Boeing 787, and it's dubbed Flight 100, leaving London's Heathrow Airport for JFK, and the fuel tank is full of green fuel, ethanol, that sort of thing. No more petroleum-based jet fuel. Delta is doing this as well.
You think you're the flight expert. You think that's good?
Yeah. I wish I could get a hold of some of my tractors on the farm. Because, you know, what jet fuel is basically diesel fuel and heating oil. It's the same stuff. So it can be used in tractors. It can be used in trucks. It's a little expensive right now, but Branson doesn't care. He's interested more in making a statement than anything else. The aviation authorities on both sides have granted permission for them to use in the Rolls-Royce engine in the Boeing 787. And BP is the one who has refined it, British Petroleum. It's called sustainable aviation fuel. And I'm betting you're going to see a lot more of this used. Yeah, it's good PR as much as anything else, I think. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't miss this year's hottest tour. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. A heartwarming tale of redemption, accompanied by TSO's electrifying music and visual effects. The ultimate rock holiday phenomenon. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. A legendary blend of rock, classical, and holiday music for the entire family. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Seems like only last week we heard this tune, which is the intro song for Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. You can hear on the station, probably the station that you're listening to right now carries Warren. And if they don't, you ought to call the station and ask them, hey, where's Warren Eckstein when I need him? And before you know it, he'll be right there. You can go to his website, thepetshow.com. You can watch him on Facebook. Although I'm not sure that, some of you are up for that. It's something you can do if you're looking to kill some time on a weekend to help yourself, right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. There's a story about a frightened boy who called 911 for help. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police were in the area, and they found there was a cougar was chasing this kid around. And apparently the cougar got to him and scratched him and bit him. But there was a dog with a constable that chased the cougar away. I thought that was interesting because, I wouldn't have thought that cougars would be afraid of dogs. But maybe
well,
just,
yeah. Huh? Something they don't encounter on a regular basis. But now my age is going to come out. Do you remember a TV show called Sergeant Preston of the Yukon and his
certainly
dog,
do.
King?
King, we've solved this. King. It looks like the last line was, we've solved this or something.
God, it's a long time.
Remember the end of it. Yeah.
It was a great show.
Case,
it was about.
No, it was King. This case is solved. That was
there you go. And yes. Sergeant Preston on his horse. Yeah, I just remember watching that as a kid. But yeah, it's amazing to me. Certain animals that may be really large or assume aggressive, the elephant that's scared of the mouse. You know, it's that old story.
Right.
They're not familiar with it. They're going to be afraid of it.
Yeah. All right, because we're in the gifting season, or we're thinking about what to get, I just went through a long list of some ideas people could use for stocking stuffers. I think that's appropriate this time of year. One of the things that we don't think about, but we need to, is what happens when you lay all of this stuff down under the Christmas tree if you have a dog that decides to sniff around and start chewing around on the paper. What do we have in terms of a warning about gift wrapping, Warren?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people nowadays, they do their gift wrapping girly stuff, goes under the tree, and they forget things, and they might put a box of chocolate, they might put a fruitcake, other baked goods that have harmful ingredients, even things like cheese and meat can cause stomach upset. So these things under a tree are going to be attractive to a dog or cat because of their incredible sense of smell. So food items not under the tree at all. That's not the only problem. These are things no one talks about, things that have been bothering me for years. Scented items, soaps, candles, even tobacco products and perfumes can be irresistible, but some contain ethanol, which could be toxic. And, of course, pet treats. Don't put them under the tree. The pets don't have the patience that you or I have to wait till Christmas. And in terms of specifically wrapping, obviously, avoid string, avoid ribbon, no glue. And this may be a little eccentric to some people. Use wrapping paper if you can find it that does not contain harmful chemicals. I love to watch my dogs open their own presents, but I don't want them to ingest harmful chemicals. So I find wrapping paper that is natural and doesn't have any harmful chemicals in it. So those are just some basic things that you need to know. Food items, scented items, pet treats, and wrapping. Put those pieces together and you'll have a safe holiday with your pets.
A word to the wise is sufficient, so said one of my wise teachers. Here's the story of a Marine Corps veteran whose service dog saved his life on multiple occasions. This is a story that actually got started, I think I touched on this on Veterans Day, but because you're here, I wanted to bring it back around, circle, recycle, if you will. This is a story of the dog Kayla, who is helping men who had been in the service, and women too, with PTSD. And I wondered as I saw this, I wonder if you have ever treated a dog that had PTSD. Never mind the human being.
Every day, Doug. Right. Every day. Whenever I do rescue dogs out of pit bull fighting arenas years ago, or take them out of shelters, or been abused, or just neglected, or mistreated, these dogs have PTSD. That's why one of the most important things you can do when you first adopt a dog, and bless everyone for adopting a dog, give them a little time to adjust, and then little by little, build up their confidence and self-image. That separates me from the pack, no pun intended. The training is important. The building up that self-confidence and that self-esteem is so critical. So, yes, I treat dogs constantly. In fact, a lot of the calls I get on my radio show from people that recently adopted a dog and they don't realize the problems they're having are associated with PTSD. But just like with people, time, patience, love, hugs and kisses can resolve those issues.
Speaking of hugs and kisses, Warren has a proprietary blend of wonderful vitamins and minerals for dogs and cats. You can find them at thepetshow.com or you can find them at hugsandkisses.com. I use them to reward my dog Daisy when she's been a wonderful girl. She loves them, and beside the fact she loves them, they're really good for her as well. Find them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein with Doug here at 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.